A 40-year land dispute between an Alaska Native corporation and the state of Alaska should be cleared soon with the signature of President Barack Obama. KNOM's Lorelei Kanin has the story.
40 years after the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act was passed, the Bering Strait Native Corporation and the state of Alaska should finally put behind them a land dispute. On Tuesday, the full Congress passed the Salmon Lake Land Selection Resolution Act, a settlement between the state of Alaska, the BLM, and the Bering Straits Native Corporation. After compromise and agreement on all sides, and with the support of the Senate and Congress, the legislation now moves to the president's desk for signing. BSNC Vice President Matt Ganley.
It's just a great agreement because we were able to get everybody to agree. There's compromise on both sides. And the beauty of it in this day and age is that it received bipartisan support in D.C. Because it was so non-controversial.
After statehood in 1959, the state of Alaska selected lands around Salmon Lake. And in the 1970s, after the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act was passed, entitling Bering Strait Native Corporation with more than 145,000 acres of land, BSNC's selections overlapped the state's claims. The area 40 miles north of Nome is an important subsistence hunting and fishing area. Ganley says when the corporation selected the land, the BLM issued a rejection in the 90s. BSNC then appealed the rejection and decided to try to negotiate with the state. And today, after successful negotiations between the corporation and the state of Alaska, the state essentially receives the west half of the lake, with BSNC receiving the east half of Salmon Lake. Again, BSNC Vice President Matt Ganley.
I am really pleased. It's been a very, very long process. I don't think people realize how long a simple bill can take sometimes, but we're really happy. It just moves us a lot closer to receiving all of the lands that BSNC is entitled to under ANCSA.
With the agreement, BSNC will receive two other parcels of land on the north and south sides of the Immerok Basin, east of Teller. Wetlands in the Immerok Basin are vital for migratory waterfowl and fishing, and Salmon Lake is the spawning area for red salmon in the Pilgrim River. While BSNC owns the surface and subsurface rights to the land, Ganley says the management will first come with subsistence and recreation resources in mind.
So those lands need to be managed with that resource in mind. You won't be seeing any grand hotels built on Salmon Lake, I can assure you that. It'll be managed for the benefit of the shareholders and subsistence users in the region.
Ganley says one of the people instrumental in negotiations with the state was former board member and president of the Native Corporation, the late Charlie Johnson, who died this April. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kinneen.